Are we witnessing the end of the church in America? Kirby Anderson examines some of the current trends here on Probe.
You know, one dismaying trend of the book Cultural Captives was the significant growth of people indicating their religion was atheist, agnostic, or nothing at all, referred to collectively as the nuns. In 2008, the percentage of emerging adults who identified as nuns was 1/4 of the population, a tremendous increase, almost 2.5 times higher than recorded in 1990. Now let's look at some updated data on emerging adults. In 2014, the General Social Survey showed the percentage of nuns was now up to 1/3 of the population. The Pew Religious Landscape Survey of over 35,000 Americans tallied 35% identified as nuns. When we consider everyone who does not identify as either Protestant or Catholic, in other words, adding in other religions such as Islam and Hinduism, the percentage of emerging adults who do not identify as Christians increases to 43% of the population in both surveys. If this growth continues at the rate it has been on since 1990, we will see over half of Americans, emerging adults, who are not identified as Christians by 2020, becoming at least numerically a post-Christian culture. Now, some distinguished scholars have suggested that a large percentage of nuns are actually Christians who just have an aversion to identifying with a particular religious tradition. Using the General Social Survey from 2014, we can probe this assertion using three investigative avenues. Number one, how many of the nuns in the survey say they actually attend a church at least once a month? The answer is less than 7% of them. How many of these nuns say they believe in God, believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God, and believe that there is life after death? The answer is about 12% of them. And three, how many of the nuns attend a church and have those three beliefs listed above? The answer is about 1 in every 100 emerging adults not identifying as a practicing Christian. Clearly, the vast majority of nuns and nothing at alls have broken away from organized religion and basic Christian doctrine. Most are not, as some scholars suggest, young believers keeping their identity options open. America has long been non-evangelical in thinking, but is now becoming post-Christian as well.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. I know he threw a lot of statistics at you, but if you want an accurate view of what's going on in the church, pick up Steve Cable's transcript, Trends in American Religious Beliefs, free. Go to probe.org. Again, that's probe.org. Then join us next time as we continue to proclaim the truth, God's truth, here on Probe.
You know, pluralists believe that there are many ways to eternal life through Christianity and Islam and other religions. The 2010 book Cultural Captives looked at pluralism among American emerging adults, finding nearly 90% of non-evangelicals and 70% of evangelicals were pluralists. So the vast majority of young Americans believed in multiple ways to heaven. Is that position changing in this decade? We analyzed two newer surveys, Portraits of American Life Survey in 2012 and Faith Matters in 2011. In the first, if a person disagreed strongly with the following, we categorized them as not pluralistic. Number one, it doesn't much matter what I believe so long as I'm a good person. Number two, the founder of Islam, Muhammad, was the holy prophet of God. In the second, if a person agreed strongly that one religion is true and others are not, they are not pluralistic. For non-evangelical emerging adults, the number of pluralists grew to 92%. For evangelicals, the number grew to 76%. For those over 30, the number of evangelical pluralists drops to 2 out of 3, still a disturbing majority to those called to evangelize their fellow citizens. Under the threat of death, Peter told the Jewish leaders, "This Jesus has become the cornerstone, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." God sent his Son because there is no other way to provide redemption. Many evangelicals seem to think this great sacrifice is one of many ways to reconciliation. But Jesus said, "No one comes to the Father except through me." Not only are Protestants more pluralistic, at the same time there are fewer Protestants. From 1976 to 2008, emerging adults identifying as born-again Protestants only dropped from 28% to 25% of the population. Today only 20% are born-again Protestants, while 43% are non-Christian. Protestants who do not consider themselves to be born-again have dropped further from around 1/4 in 1990 to about 14% now. We're heading to a day when over half of emerging adults will be non-Christians and less than one-fourth will identify as Protestants. And the majority of those Protestants will take a pluralistic view, ignoring the call to evangelize, a major change in the religious makeup of our country. You know, in the book Cultural Captives, we reported about 1 in 3 evangelical emerging adults and about 1 in 10 non-evangelical emerging adults held a biblical worldview. Today, we want to consider a newer survey of about 2,600 people called Faith Matters, which was done in 2011. The questions used to define a biblical worldview were, number 1, a belief in God, number 2, belief in life after death, number 3, a path to salvation, number 4, inspiration of the Bible, number 5, the existence of hell, and number 6, how to determine right and wrong. Let's begin by looking how many of them have a biblical worldview on all of the questions above except for a correct path to salvation. About half of evangelical emerging adults take a biblical view versus 15% of non-evangelicals. But then when we add the question about the path to salvation, that moves the evangelical emerging adults from 50% down to about 5%. The question causing this massive reduction is, some people believe that the path to salvation comes through our action or deeds, and others believe that the path to salvation lies in our beliefs or faith. Which comes closer to your views? The vast majority of evangelicals responding were unwilling to say that salvation is by faith alone, even though the Bible clearly states this is the case. Many of them responded with both, even though that was not one of the options given. However, the reason may not be that evangelicals feel that they need to do some good works to become acceptable to heaven. Instead, they want to leave room for a pluralistic view that surmises that others, not really knowing of Jesus' sacrifice, might get by on their religious activities. Supporting this premise, the Faith Matters survey showed that about 80% of evangelicals believe that there are more ways to heaven other than faith in Jesus Christ. Another survey in 2012, called the Portraits of American Life Survey, also included questions similar to the biblical worldview questions above, but did not ask how one attained eternal life. About 1 in 3 evangelical believers under the age of 30 professed a biblical worldview on those questions. These new surveys clearly demonstrate a biblical worldview is not being found among emerging adults. So what do people in America feel about organized religion? Have those feelings changed since 1976? We can explore those questions using data from the General Social Survey, which asked this question across the decades from 1976 to 2014. The question was, as far as the people running organized religion are concerned, would you say that you have a great deal of confidence, or only some confidence, or hardly any confidence in all of them? Not surprising, the survey showed that confidence in these religious leaders has degraded over time. Let's begin by looking at how these results play out for different age groups. Across all age groups, the number with a great deal of confidence in the leaders of organized religion dropped significantly from 1976 to 2014. The greatest drop, 30% down to 15%, was among emerging adults at the time of the survey. At the same time, those having hardly any confidence grew significantly. Both emerging adults and those 45 and over increased the number taking the negative position by about 35% since 1976. For emerging adults, this was an increase of 20% from 1976 to 27% in 2014. Now let's look at how these results play out across different faith communities, specifically Protestants who claim to be born again, mainline Protestants, Catholics, other religions, and nuns, that is, atheists, agnostics, and none of the above. Once again, consider those who said they had a great deal of confidence in the leaders of organized religion. All Christian groups show a significant downward trend in their confidence in faith leaders. Not surprisingly, the nuns fell by well over 60%, probably reflecting a general negative trend. If the mainstream population has problems with their religious leaders, the atheists, agnostics, and none of the above are more than happy to jump on the bandwagon expressing disdain towards those leaders. Mainline Protestants experienced the largest drop among any Christian religious group, dropping almost half from 32% down to 18% across the period. Trends shown here lead one to ask, can religion have a positive impact on our society when 4 out of 5 people do not express a great deal of confidence in its leaders? Make it a point to contribute to our society by promoting a positive view of the religious leaders in your church and denomination. You know, since 1980, our Hispanic population has grown from 6.5% to 17.5%, almost tripling their percentage of our total population. Many assume the Hispanic population would be primarily Catholic from the 1980s to today. Looking at the general social surveys from 1976 to 2014, we can see that the actual situation is a little different. Not surprisingly, in 1976, approximately 80% of Hispanics in America self-identified as Catholics. But the 1980s saw a downward trend in this number, so that through 1990s up until 2006, approximately 68% of Hispanics identified as Catholics. From 2006 to 2014, this percentage has dropped significantly down to about 55%. At the same time, the percentage of Hispanics identifying as nuns, one having no religious affiliation, has grown from 6% to 16%, to a high of 22% for emerging adult Hispanics, according to the GSS data. As with other ethnic groups, Hispanic emerging adults are much more likely to select a religious affiliation of none than older adults. According to extensive data in the Pew Research Survey, among emerging adults, the 31% of Hispanics who identify as nuns is coming very close to surpassing the 35% who identify as Catholic. So a majority of Hispanics still identify as Catholics. How closely are they associated with their local Catholic church through regular attendance? Among emerging adult Hispanics affiliated with a Catholic church, about 2 out of 3 state that they attend church once a month or less. So the vast majority are not frequent attenders, but are still more likely to attend than their white counterparts. Among emerging adult whites affiliated with a Catholic church, about 4 out of 5 state that they attend church once a month or less. Soon, more Hispanics will be nuns, evangelicals, and mainline Protestants than Catholics, portending dramatic shifts in the worldview of American Hispanics. The religious makeup of young Americans is changing dramatically in the early part of the century. We need to proclaim the good news of Christ to our emerging generation.